This is Statehouse Review. I'm Eric Berman. Governor Holcomb used his State of the State address to dive into the teacher pay debate. He's asking legislators to plug the last unfunded liability in the teacher's retirement fund. That would relieve local schools of their pension payments and free up money to go to teachers directly.
Just like paying off your mortgage frees up money in your personal budget, this state investment will save all local schools $140 million. Over the biennium, with continued savings thereafter.
Holcomb also made his case for a hate crimes law and a proposed $300 million budget boost for the Department of Child Services. The Senate could vote next week on a change to juvenile delinquency laws, prompted by last year's school shooting in Noblesville. The gunman in that case will be released when he's 18, because he was only 13 when he opened fire. Kids under 14 can only be tried as adults if they commit murder.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense if the only, if there's a prohibition on this waiver, only because a person did not succeed in their attempts to kill another person.
Salem Senator Erin Houchin's bill would allow adult charges for attempted murder as well. She says school shootings are becoming more common and the shooters are getting younger. 2 years ago, legislators voted to make the state school superintendent an appointed position instead of elected. Now they're debating it again. This time they want to move up the effective date by 4 years to 2021. Institute for Quality Education Vice President Caitlin Bell says with incumbent Jennifer McCormick not running for re-election, there's no reason to wait.
Just like we have, you know, the governor appointing the person of the Department of Corrections or Department of Child Services or FSA, all other big state agencies where the governor is ultimately in control of the implementation.
Teachers unions oppose the original bill and oppose this one too. AFT Indiana says if the superintendent's going to be appointed, the State Board of Education should be elected so voters have a voice. With Statehouse Review, I'm Eric Berman, Network Indiana.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
It's Meals on Wheels.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.